If you remember, we just had a big hook here on the board. Again, this we're going to have to come and keep coming back to this again and again. You should know, by the way, at least 3 times a week, I change my mind about what the real pshat of the Rambam is. I decided I'm not going to update you for another few weeks till I get to an equilibrium. But we asked, how does Cheskes Gimel Shanim work according to the Maskana of Rava, Juan, Raya, Mishpikas, Marakama, to Takana, for Seder Delukuchos, and three is that the Ikaron, Zonka, La'alter, okay, La'alter meaning maybe one Achila, Ella, Yesh Reyesa, Shel Achve Shtarach, Ad Gimel Shanim, right? And we pointed out a bunch of stuff, Kaminas, and I said, there's going to be perhaps some more Nafkaminas, which we'll deal with, which really get into some of the later sugyot. I had three that I mentioned, one to mention more. One is this funny shita of the Meiri. Okay, I don't mean funny amusing. I mean funny, more of a very minority shita. What about the case? This is the case, which we'll get back to when we get to Rav Bar Sharshom. On Daf Lamed Beis of Baba Kama Kufiyut Beis of the Yirmiah's nephew, or whoever exactly it was, which as a tangent, part of the discussion that said, yeah, what do you have? You have someone who Cheskes Gimel Shanim, and then the Marakama came, or here it was the heir of the Marakama, and took over the land again. I've been in Svi's land for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. All of a sudden, he comes, kicks me out of the land, locks the gate, changes the locks, and now, I'm suing him, saying I have Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Says the Ritva, of course I win. I have Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And I think that's the, most people won't talk about it, but it seems to be the mainstream shot by everyone else's analysis in Bava Kama. But the Meiri has a unique shita where he says, the Eidi Chazaka Emo Ilan Lahamid Amachse Hamuchsek Bechazkaso. Eidim of Gimel Shanim only work if you're in the land. If I'm not in the land, if for the last 10 minutes I'm not in the land, I lost my Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That is a fascinating question. What if the Muchsek is not in the land? Again, the Meiri is very, very much a Das Yachid here. But again, this might depend on how Gimel Shanim works. Does Gimel Shanim work even if I'm not there right now this second? I mean, not there this second, I'm in the court. And the assumption is, I still have my stuff there and I have the keys to the door, and that counts as being there. But if Svi kicked me out, changed the locks yesterday, and everyone admits, all the Edom saw, everyone admits that, he perhaps has only been there since yesterday, who wins? So L'chora, if I have a proof from his shtika, then even if he kicks me out, a day before a court date, I still win. I have a proof. L'chora, we say like the Ritva, is that the Chazaka works. Even if I'm not there now, I have a proof. If you say it's a matter of Takana, now here it's a little funny. When it comes to Takana, they can make the Takana whatever he wants. L'chora, okay, there are perhaps ways out of this. I'm going to say a lot of these are, are certainly not mokrach. But what if it's takana? What should the takana be? Should the takana be even if only if I'm in the land, or even if I am not in the land, that after 3 years I shouldn't lose my shtar? L'chora, right? L'chora, we should say. I would think also to say like the Ritva. I don't really know. The problem with takana is to say they make a takana however you want. The Ritva and other Rishonim that the Chazaka works. What if, however, really 3 years just getting rid of a reyesim? That's not why I win. I don't win because of the reyesim of 3 years. I win because I'm really muchzak for some short amount of time. Then already you could say, well, Texas Zimel Shatan just takes away Achmei Shtarach. The 3 years doesn't do anything. 3 years just gets rid of a side problem. Hasaras Moneah. Really, I win because whoever's in the land, even for a short amount of time, wins. Then already you can see what the Meiri is saying. Really, the point is that Karka is more like Metalplin. Whoever's there for a short amount of time should win. Question is, how short an amount of time? Really, whoever's there for a short amount of time should win. Whoever looks like they're in the land now should win. 3 years is just the total side point. The Iker is less than 3 years. The Iker is what's been going on the last few days or the last few months or et cetera, depending on exactly the context. Then maybe you could say, like the Meiri, the Chazaka doesn't work. Because the Iker is not who's been there for 3 years. The Iker is who is Muchzak now. The 3 years just get rid of a side problem. Now, I say maybe, you could say no, the Iker is who's Muchzak for 1 year and 3 years just gets rid of a side problem. But maybe you could justify the Meiri if you say really the Iker is not 3 years. The Iker is who's there for the last month. So fine. Or maybe he was there for the last day. If he kicks me out, he's there for the last day or the last week or the last month. Maybe he regains his chazaka.
You could also have stress from maybe based on garanat, meaning probably the tashlit was more than the eerie, meaning that the chazaka is only enough for proof to demonstrate.
Okay, so that's what I was. I didn't know it was a garanat. But tell me if this is what you were
thinking.
What?
Based on the thesis on about the Perush thing and the Rishut.
You mean earlier?
Okay.
So now I understand what you're saying. Correct. Meaning you could say, and I guess this is what I was sort of, I wasn't even doing a good job of hinting at, that even if you say it's a Raya from Shigan Bar Kama, not that there's a Raya Gemura that's enough to be Motzi. This is a Raya that's enough to get me to a Safka Shokol where I can win by being Moksa, or, you know, etc. So, correct.
Absolutely. That is absolutely, you're 100% right.
Okay, now I just want to point to two. Yes, Yoni. Morty, just
keep an eye on the noise if possible.
In terms of the Meiri, so he says that even don't work if you're not there now. What if you have even that you were forcefully removed from the field in addition to the...
Okay, so that's a good question, where to draw the line. You know, obviously at a certain point we'll have to draw the line. What if I have Adem that, you know, he hired armed thugs and kicked me out, you know, violently, you know, would that do something? I would like to hope that the Meiri would admit that, you know, there's some rule that we can't take that into account. And, you know, here we're talking more, we're just, you know, he looks like he's there. I just happened to bring Adem that I was there for 3 years. So I'd like to hope that. But he's not getting into that now. You know, I don't know who is the Tarak Gali exactly. Doesn't necessarily violently evict him. It says, you know, where to draw the line. Okay, let's leave that as details. Okay, two other sugyas which we're going to get to. One bigger, one smaller, which I just want to be Mitzayah now and we will come back to. Number one, I don't know if I'm reading that going in the same order. The issue called, the sugya called Shchune Gavoy, which we'll get to rather quickly, rather soon. But the question of who has the burden of proof now about what? Two things are very clear, meaning whatever your alumnus is, you have to get these to work out, which is what this Rav Chanan deals with. The reason I gave a Rav Chanan here and not the, you know, the real primary sources are because, you know, this is more of a Mayer Machum Hulo, and we'll get soon enough the primary sources. And we're on Daf Chavtes, so it's not that far away, further than you think. Not that far away. Who has to prove that I've been there for 3 years? I'm a Masif. Clearly, I have to prove I've been there for 3 years. Regardless of alumnus, I have to prove I've been there for 3 years. Why do I have to prove I've been there for 3 years? The assumption is that if I can't, I mean, let's say at the very least, if I can't prove I've been there for 3 years, I probably haven't been there for 3 years.
It's the kind of thing you should be able to prove.
Yeah. Who has to prove that she was Moche? Regardless of your lum, this one, two things are clear. I have to prove I've been there for 3 years, and he has to prove he was Moche. Why? After all, according to some of the alumnus says maybe you should be the other way around. No, that's what the Rochad said. It ain't something to say. We assumed there was not a Mecha until you proved there was. Meaning, it's like this. Let's start with an assumption that when there is a basic fact, we assume you have to prove that basic fact. Okay, the question is, what about when it's not a sort of basic fact? It's a matter of, we know the basic facts, just there's one detail we're missing. You know, who sort of has to prove that? And this is the classic case of Shchuni Davoy, which, you know, without getting into the subtleties, basically, without getting into the even not subtleties, there's one of the charming things about many of the sugyas coming up, which you've already seen by the Rokhlam of Zim by Yaros, is that there are fundamental machlokas rishonim about even what case we're talking about. Forget about what we're saying about it and why. So Shchuni Gavoy is one of these charming sugyas where we have no idea what the word Shchuni Gavoy means. It could refer to completely unrelated sugyas. Shchuni Gavoy could mean inner chambers, could mean faraway lands. But let's talk about faraway lands for now. What if I am Matzik and Tzvi is out of town? But is he out of town where he should be Mocha? Or is he so far away that, you know, there's no chance of him being Mocha and that undermines my Chazaka? How far away he was? Right? Again, this is not the kind of thing we're like, oh, there's a fact. Whoever claims that fact has to prove it. There, we're going to grant it. If I claim I was Masik, I have to prove it. I can't just make up that I was Masik for 3 years. If he claims he was Mocha, he has to prove it. He can't just claim he was Mocha for 3 years. But who has to prove whether he's this far away or that far away? Right? There's no sort of default. So that is the big sugya of Shchuni Gavoy. And I gave you a Rochanan who sort of like summarizes it. who summarized it here and tied that into our discussion. And he basically says Rav Chanan, right, what we call Shchuni Gavoy, which again may or may not be what the words mean at all. Meaning, who has to prove where the Murakama was for 3 years, if there's a debate where he was? Again, I claim Tzvi was in the neck. I claim Tzvi was an hour's drive away, and if he wasn't Mocha, I would. Tzvi claims that he was in North Korea, and I don't deserve to win. So who wins? So he quotes here that Lamais in the end, he makes a machloka between the Rush and the Mevi Yosef, and he's tola on our sugya. What does he say? He says if the raya is from the shtika of the Markama, then I need to prove that Tzvi was Shofik. And if he's in North Korea, that's not a shtika, right? So then clearly, what did the Kovacher say? Again, we're going to get into the sugya. He says clearly, the machzik needs to prove there was a meaningful shtika. Meaning that he was close by. And he says that if the Mukayosef was Shikase, the Mukayosef quotes the Rebbe Yonah, which we had mentioned last time as being on the Shtika side, Shtika to the Nakana, the Shtika side. And this is what he says. This is all the way the Kovachira puts it. He analyzed nicely Nibukayosef, we didn't know the word last time, but he points out that he quotes the Rebbe Yonah. And he said, who disagrees with him? He says, what if you say it is a Takana? Now, Takana is a little funny because, again, Takana, they can make Takana however they want. But if we just try to think about it with, you know, on the simplest level possible, the ikar of the Takana is that if I lose my shtar after 3 years, I should not have to lose my land, that it's okay if I lose my shtar after 3 years, that's the normal thing to do. So I lost my shtar after 3 years.
V is coming in time to A. Okay, we'll have to tease apart this time a little better than when we get there. He's finding that, no, even though I had 3 years, still, he deserves to win because I should have held on to my star because it wasn't fair to him, et cetera. We'll tease apart those two possibilities when we get to it. So really, he should have to prove that I don't have a chazaka because I really should have a chazaka. After 3 years, it's okay for me to lose my shtar, unless he brings in that there's something that stops that from happening. So he wants to say, no, the machzik should be able to lose his shtar. The ma'arev has to prove that this is an exception. Again, because the shtick of the ma'arev is not the engine driving it. The engine driving it is that I have a right to not be careful with my shtar. What happens to it, what Steve did is a 5-pointer. Therefore, he should have to prove it, and he wants to say that's the sheet of the rush, and that works well with the back of the rush with Mr. Takana. Yet, one second, what he doesn't deal with so much is what about the Derech, the Rabban, the Ritva, etc. But there, I think the answer is pretty poshut. That really I deserve to win right away. Again, perhaps one should be mechalik if the time was even schooling away the whole time or only for part of the time, but at the very least, let's assume he was only going to go away for the end, we might say that the machzik should win la'alter, right? The ma'arer has to prove that there is a Reisa of Achle Shtarcha. And therefore, you might be on the same side as the Rosh, although we're not sure. We'll have to see how that works out. Anyway, we'll have to see how that works out when we get there. This is a Meir Makom that we'll get to that sugya soon. Another sugya that we'll get to a little less soon, but a Meretz Hashem, is the question of, and here's a tricky sugya. Sometimes we care who's Mochzak. Who's Mochzak? What do we mean we care who's mochzak? I don't mean who wins and who loses. Who wins and who loses? We already have a din of cheskes gimel shad, right? But there are certain cases where it matters who's mochzak and who's the motzi, right? A motzi v'chol v'raya. Who's motzi from whom? One of the many places we care about that is migo. There is a rule which is like almost every rule I can imagine in migo, except for one. Every single rule of migo that is found in shas is not found in shas. One of the charming things about Migo is that it is full of rules, all of which are made up by the Rishonim. I don't mean all of which are made up by the Rishonim arbitrarily. All of which are made up by the Rishonim to explain certain sugyas, which there are multiple possible explanations for. But one of the rules which is not found in Shas, but everyone knows since they're in high school, is we don't Migo Lahotzi Lomrina. Right? We don't say Migo Lahotzi. Right, Dobie? When everyone's in high school, they think that's found in Shas, right?
Didn't know that most.
Okay. Do you go to Hassel? I'll speak to the Rosh Hashiva.
His mother is the school.
Okay, I'll talk to her that you should get a better education and you should know, all the, false beliefs like it says in Shas that we don't say Megal Hotz. Okay, but it says that most Rishonim, I would say the vast majority of Rishonim agree that we don't say Megal Hotz. So who's the Motzi, right? So there's a whole sugya, which may or may not be about the famous Rabban Rav Yosef in Shtar Zaifa, etc. Very fascinating. So again, we'll get to all these. I'm hoping I'm whetting your appetite, although I may just be intimidating you. If it's less than three years, who is the Motzi? If I have a migo, is that a migo lahotzi or a migo lahasik? Okay, that is a fascinating question. And there are many such issues which will come up with again and again. But let's just take this one thing and then we'll leave it for now. We'll come back to it again. We'll come back to this Vakira a gazillion times. But how about migo lahotzi? What if not I've been there for 3 years? Let's say I've been there for less than 3 years, right? Migo lahotzi, if the machzik has been there less than 3 years. Has been there less than 3 years. Now again, Dopey, you don't even have to tell me. Who in Gethet will see that this is very complex and it's really a Mar Mokom, and you could say that perhaps Midul Ahotsi is a different getter than Hamotzukur of Haraya, etc. But there's just a nice Ramban. Again, this is not the first word, this is not the last word. It is just a Mar Mokom. But I mentioned the Ramban here says he wants to say that there's a machlokus between Rav Yosef and the Gemara, technically not Rav Yosef and Rava, but he says this. Rav Yosef says, Migal Hotzi Lo Rina. You can't use a Migal to keep the land that he's on for 1 or 2 years. Rava says, Migal Hotzi Lo Rina, you can't use a Migal. And the Gemara Paskin, being the anonymous Gemara of the late Arm Arayim, Paskin's a third sheet that you can't use Migal Hotzi, but this guy's not Lahotzi, he's Lahasik. So basically, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban says that Rav Yosef thinks that the machzik is, here it's very, the guy on the land of the motzi from the ma'arer. But the Gemara Paskin, no, the guy on the land is just keeping his own land. And this works pretty well, meaning, okay, maybe for the board will be less confusing, but the person on the land, right? The person on the land, person on the land, let's say a little better. No, that okay, works that way. The sugya of Migu Lehotzi. Can the person on the land less than 3 years use Amigo to win? Or is it Amigo Lohotzi? Assuming Amigo Lohotzi Lo Rina. So what did he say? Well, let's think about it. If we're talking about a proof from the other guy's Shika, the Pashtus is, I'm trying to be Motzi. He's Mosak, I need a proof. So the Pashtus, you would say, Migu Lohotzi Lo Rina. It's basically his until I bring a Raya from Shika. I have no Raya from Shika. I'm trying to be Motzi from him. If he's a Takana, it's basically his until the Takana awards it from to me. We should say, Migu Lehotzi Lo Amrina. But if we say, like the Derek Darban, that no, really, I win after 3 months, I win after a year, I win after a day, maybe, you know, you have to look at the circumstances when I sort of look like I'm comfortable there. Really, I win right away. It's just like the Reyes of Achti Shtarach that you can get me with. Until 3 years, then the simple shot is I'm Mosek right away. Really, I'm Mosek right away. I'm Lynn, I'm Mosek. I'm this man. If you want to beat me with Achmi Shtar, maybe you can. But the simple shot is then this is exactly what the Rabban himself says, Lahalacha. The Rabban, Lishitase, says, you know, in the Lefi Hachra'as, Lefi Maskaras Hasokya. Right? The Ramban Lishitase says, Lefi Maskanas Hasugya. Says the Ramban that no. This is a Migu Lehachzik. Not because he is already Mochzak. Okay, and that works very well for the Ramban Lishitase. Exactly how everyone's going to say. Every other line is smart. We'll discuss when we get there. Okay, so these are just from Myron Mikomos. Of Sugya that we will get to that tie into this, and then we had much more to talk about as well. Theoretically, you know, one could have said perhaps the Sugya of Tesum Shana by Godros, but you know, I don't really have good patterns in the Rishonim, so we'll leave that till we get to the Sugya of Godros, and we'll just have one other Ha'ara and then move on. So let's do one other Ha'ara. And then move on. The Rashba is an interesting question. Okay, this is more of a Clovis question ish. The Gemara in the earlier stage of the Shaka Vatari about Beibar El Yashin. Let's remember, Rava tried to say three things to the Rabbanim after Rav Yosef didn't do so well with his pasuk. First, he said, for 1 year I'm mochel, 2 years I'm mochel, 3 years I must be admitting you're right. said, no, that's not true. It's 1 or 2 years, you're not local. They said, 1 year I'm not machbid, 2 years I'm not machbid, 3 years I'd be machbid. So if I didn't say anything, I'd make it right. And then they said, but Beibral Yashir is machbid in less than 3 years. And if you'll say, fine, for Seder, so it's 3 years, but for Beibral Yashir, next for 3 years, can't be, because in King Asatha's Rachel Shurim, then it's different in every case, and the halacha does not like rules which have to be different in every case.
The Rashba asked a fascinating question, says the Rashba, and here I'm going to fundamentally just disagree with the Rashba's pshat and shas. The Rashba asked the following question. Tmili says the Adrav me hay tama habi lo rav meva fi lo bar yosh nafli bosmi lo nafsi golim the bosmi flas shom the komidos chachamim kachu. He brings out a rule called komidos chachamim kachu. That's a rule which is found a few places in Shas, komidos chachamim kachu. And what is the rule of komidos chachamim kachu? It means that with the way midos, not Rav Shaul Salanter midos. Midos in the literal sense of measurements, right? This is a measurement, how many years, right? It's a measurement of time. The measurements that Chazal make, they make al pi rov and don't take into account the uncommon cases. That's how Chazal measure things. And what's his proof? Kalmidos Chom Kachu is a Mishnah, right? What's his proof? His proof is, Hashem Asakim, sorry, al derech rov, derech below derech prat. How do we know? Big and Mekfanitli, everyone knows it's 40 saw. How does the Gemara know it's 40 saw? Does the Gemara, the Chumash ever say the number 40? No. But Chazal measured that, what does it say in the Chumash? It says, Rachat bar minus kobusar, and the drusha is mayan that all your basar fits into. Enough water that a person fits into. And Chazal measured how much water does an adam fit into? 40 saw. So says the Rashba, hold on, there's different sizes of people, right? He says, what does it say? Here he quotes a Mishnah, Bar Bam So Tovel, etc. Bar Bam So Chasser Kor Tovel, 39.999 Sa'a, you're not Tovel. Bafil Katan So Gufa Olo Esma. How about a kid, right? Hey, you could Tovel a one-day-old baby. You can total a six-year-old kid. A six-year-old kid obviously needs only half the water of an adult. And yet he needs 40 saw. So what does that show? That shows the measurements of the chachamim are based on the rov, not on the miut. And therefore, over here, we should have said the measurement is based on most people, not the Beibar al-Yashiv, and it's 3 years for everyone. So he doesn't understand the Gemara. And he leaves it at Tzara Iyun. He leaves it at Tzara Iyun. So the Rashba and Tzarki, and this is the Rashba's question. The Rashba's question is, what's the question of the Rashba? What's the rule called? Kol midos chachamim kain, is that his lashon? Kol midos chachamim kain. Right, that's a quote from Mishnah in Menachos. Meaning, kol midos chachamim kain. All the measurements are based on a rove, not based on the meals. And therefore, we should have just said everyone's back in 3 years and ignored the rove and ignored the meals. And therefore, our Gemara doesn't make sense because we could have ignored Beibar al-Yashiv and stuck with Kpeda. So that's the question. Kol Midos Chachamim Kain equals Kol Medidos Im Alpi Rove. So why don't we just measure all the rules? So how do you answer the Rashba's question? So one way, many Rishonim accepted the Rashba's question. I don't mean they accept it necessarily in the exact words he asked, but they accept the basic idea that we should say things Alpi Rove, and such as the Ritva and the Meiri. I found two people who dealt with this. And what are the Ritva and the Meiri answer? Say, oh, why don't we say, we'll just make a rule Alpi Rove. What is the answer? There isn't a row that Beibar al-Yashiv is lav dafka. If the Gemara had just meant there's one out of every 20 people who are Beibar al-Yashiv, then they would have said we ignore them, we measure Alpi row. But the Gemara just meant Beibar al-Yashiv is an example. Beibar al-Yashiv are makbid la'alter, and these guys are makbid, you know, in 2 months, and these guys are makbid in 6 months, and these guys are makbid in 5 years. They just meant there's such a spectrum of diversity that there isn't even a row. Right, that's what the Ritva and the Midrash answer. The Beber El Yoshev is La Dafka. What did the Ritva say? Ain't a deal Shabbos Bozek Klal. There's not at all, even in general, any standard. And he says that Beber El Yoshev is Yom Echad. There's Chodesh. There's Shana. He has most people are less than 3 years. It's not even most people 3 years. Or most of less than 3 years, just be on time. Okay, and then he says that, and the Meiri says a similar thing. Says the Meiri, of course we go by the general rule by the majority. After all, it's Shtaro. Some people will not say for 3 years, and we don't care. We go by the majority. Rather, he says, "Ein stam b'nei adam shelo hakad al kach." There is no stam. El harb b'nei adam kaidim kach. A lot of people are mocking in less than 3 years. And look after the mashal, b'nei barbil, just an example, meaning what's the answer? The answer is that Bay Bar El Yashiv is Lav Davka, and really most people are not 3 years. Bay Bar El Yashiv is Lav Davka, so they have to read some new thing into the sugya. Okay, that's a fine answer to the Rashba's question. I just wanted to make the Ha'ara that it could be that you could just deny the premise of the Rashba's question. Who says that all the measurements of the Chachamim are based on the Rove? Who says all the measurements of the Chachamim are based on the Rove? Who says all the measurements are based on the Rove? Lav Davka? Maybe not. Maybe no. The Chachamim say you have to measure each case and figure out what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. Ah, isn't there a rule of Kalmidos Chachamim Kain? Isn't there a rule of Kalmidos Chachamim Kain? So I want to say, if I gave you, I think I gave you every place this rule appears in Shas. If you just read the rule of Kalmidos Chachamim Kain, would you think it meant what the Rashba said it meant? Kalmidos Chachamim Kain. Kalmidos Chachamim is very broad. What does the Mishnah say about Kalmidos Chachamim Kain? It says, what does it start with the Menachos? It starts with the Menachos, a mincha could be up to 60 esronot, right? But 61 you can't have. Why? Because a mincha needs? Mincha needs? What? Rezabila, right? It needs to be mixable. Yeah. And therefore, up to 60, you can mix 61, you can't. Amr lo, shishin, and vlom, shishin, echad, and vlom, says, really, 60, you can mix 61, you can't? Like, you know to draw the line between 60 and 61? Amr lo, come, that's the way measurements come to work. After all, in 40 sa, you can tovel. In 40 sa, chaser kortov, meaning in 39.99 sa, you can't tovel. Now, what's Kalmidos Chachamim coming to tell you? The Rashba reads it as, you might think you should take each individual case into account. Kamashlon Kalmidos Chachamim Kach. No, you just have to go by the Rove. But is there another way you could have read what's the Kamashlon of this Klal? That what might you have thought? You might have thought that you can't make an exact cutoff at 40. Let me give you a classic. Let me just tell you something that I hope will be all pasha to you. You know, don't be overly mystical on me right now. There's a drasha of a certain amount you need a human body worth of water for a mikvah. It happens to be that the way they measured was sa'ah. Give me a better example. Let's say nowadays. Nowadays, great. This is an amazing example. Remember Corona? It shouldn't be too hard because it's still going on. Okay, how far apart do you have to be to not go into quarantine when you're for 15 minutes with someone who tested positive? In Israel, how far is it?
2 meters.
2 meters. In America, how far is it? 6 feet. Hold on. Isn't it fine to be scientific? It should be either 6 feet or 2 meters. Either the Israeli scientist should prove the American scientist that it's really 2 meters. 2 meters, which is really 6.5 feet. Or the American scientist should prove that it's really 6 feet, which is only, you know, 181 centimeters. Okay, what's the answer?
People have to understand how it goes.
The answer is that you have to measure using the units that you have, you know, and in a Hanami, it's not exactly 6 feet, and it's not exactly 2 meters,
But that's the way it works, that you have to measure. That's what Chazal were maybe that's what Chazal were worrying about here. They weren't worrying about small people and big people. They're asking a different question. The question is, how do you know 40 sa'ah? What, 40 sa'ah, not 39.98 sa'ah? Not 40.012 sa'ah? How do you know, what are the odds? Again, if someone wants to be very annoying, they could say no. No, Lamasal Yonan, they made sure that when Hashem gave the Torah, there would be sa'ahs and there would be humans, and Hashem made it all work out. But that's not the pasuk shot. Pasuk shot is, how to be sa'ah, you know what? And if they had had liters instead of sa'ah, the shear mikvah would have been a little different. You know, it would have been, I don't remember how many liters. If they had gallons, it would have been a little different. They had sa'ahs. So it worked out to be 40 sa'ah, but it's not really 40 sa'ah. What are the odds, coincidentally, that a human being is exactly 40 sa'ah? No, if that kol is contained, that's how the measurements work. 39.999 sa'ah is not good, 40 sa'ah is good. You know, the odds that a human being fits in 40 and not in 39.99, I think technically plus virtue is something like 39.998 or something, whatever it is. You know, someone will, maybe they'll sit there and work out the math. Of course, it's not that a person fits in 40 sa'ah, not 39.99. If you really want them to indict, you would get some ridiculous fraction. That's how measurement works, 40 sa'ah and not 40 sa'ah. Same for the mincha. But 60 versus 61, you know, exactly 61 is what's not missable? No. You just have to draw the line someplace in some measurement that you can do. And I think that's true of these things also in Rosh Hashanah. Right, where else is it? This sugya only comes up, this klal only comes up three places in Shas. In Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yerith, the Gemara says, any tavua which you harvest on Sukkot, you know for sure that it was at least a third grown by Rosh Hashanah. Oh, it's probably much more than a third grown by Rosh Hashanah, but at least a third grown by Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yerith says for Zera, what? The Chachamim really know the difference between a third and less than a third? Like, they know how to measure it exactly, like a third versus less than a third. I'm a label. I mean, didn't I tell you not to take yourself out of the halachic system? Call me to scum kenu. That's how it works. And what are his examples? Kebetza, Matami Thomas Oakland. Kebetza, less a size of a sesame seed, right? Meaning 0.999 betza is not Matami Thomas Oakland. Where do we get the shear of kebetza? Kebetza is how much someone could swallow at once. Really? Like, that's where to draw the line? No, the mimsa, if there wouldn't have been eggs and we had to do something else, it would have ended up a little different. But that's, you have to draw the line and cut it off someplace, even though you're sort of rounding off. And that's what he says also. You know, shlosha matami medrash, right? Fit for sitting on. 3 by 3 tefachim is fit for sitting on. What if you're missing one string? Then already it's not fit for sitting on. We don't know that that string makes a difference. But okay, we got to draw the line someplace at 3 by 3 tefachim. We're not talking here about taking out minority situations. Maybe we're talking here about having to draw the line and just pick a number and round off. And that's also what we find in Ksubas. Right? What does it say in Ksubas? And I think it's very midoyik in Ksubas that the Pashto Pshat is not like the Rashba. Ksubas daf kuf dalid. The Gemara has a funny rule. If... this is a fascinating case, right? This probably comes up a lot in like regular dinim mamonos. If I don't ask you for the money you owe me for a long time, at what point was I mocha? Okay, so the Gemara says, let's say a woman is widowed and she doesn't ask for a ksuba for 25 years. For 25 years, let's assume she's mocha. Okay, that's the Chachamim as opposed to the, who was it? Rav Shimon of Liel. After 25 years, she's mocha. Then where is two questions? Different question, but Abai asked Rav Yosef. There might be quite a difference in them, so it's different questions. Abai has two questions of Yosef. One question is, what do you mean, a poor person 25 years and a rich person 25 years? It's the same for everyone? Yeah, so from Gamla Shikhana. Yeah. Because the bigger the camel, the bigger the boil, meaning it's all proportional, right? So therefore, if your ksuba is more money and you're richer, it ends up canceling each other out and you end up being the same psychologically or economically. That's one. That question's about diversity, right? Different people, not everyone's the same. Then he has another question. I'm going to write Rabbi Yosef. right? He said to Rav Yossi, I don't say, let's say it's the last day of the 25th year. She comes before Shkia, she collects her ksuba of a gazillion dollars. She comes a minute after Shkia, she was mochel ksuba. I don't understand. In that, for 25 years, she didn't think anything. All of a sudden, as the sun is setting on one Tuesday, she's mochel ksuba. Really? In that sunset of a random Tuesday, that's when she's mochel ksuba? What's he basically saying? How do you know where to draw the line? It's a process. It takes time, says Abaye back in Kominus Chum Kenu. Yes, that's how Midas Chachamim. That's how Midas Chum will work. Of course, taking off one string doesn't make it not Royal Medrus. And taking off one tiny speck doesn't make it not enough food, you know, that doesn't make it too much food to swallow or not enough food to swallow. And of course, taking one drop of water out of the mikvah doesn't make it not enough for you to tovelin. But that's how the measurements of Chachamim work. And basically what I want to claim is that it could be that the Rashi's assumption is wrong, that there is no such rule. It could be there is no such rule. It could be just deny the premise. After all, the shot of the Gemara is that Bar Beval Yashin is Dafka. Take the shot of our Gemara. Deny the premise and accept the shot. And deny the premise, except the Pshat of the Gemara. Really, what are we saying? Talmidos Chachamim Kain doesn't mean all Mididos are Al Pi Rov, just that all Mididos are rounded off. That's a different. Who remembers from high school in our lab things? They had taught us about the precision and accuracy, something like that.
Okay.
All right. We see what's happening. More serious. Yes.
It could be true that this is the basis of that one, but the fact is that we do not factor in the mere.
Okay. Hold that thought. Great. Obviously, which already even died. I mean, the original ear never quoted that line anymore. Okay, but let's think.
Also, in terms of the row in the Vila and also the row in the Vila, so to speak, maybe their concern is that basically everyone should be able to Tovel. I mean, we're not going to have an issue there. It just feels like it's a different like mode of thinking when we talk about the other examples and about the woman being Mokal and her Tuba. Or in Eibar Aliyashir, it feels different. Meaning, we're not describing that.
But the Kuba and Eibar Aliyashir are very close.
Yeah, those two are very close.
Those two are very close, and then once you have a Kuba, you could drag in everything else. Okay. The ketubah is the closest. Anyway, what I'm saying is that by the ketubah, the question wasn't, aren't some people have mochel in different amounts of time? No, that was my earlier question, that from Gamal Shikhana. That was a different question. His question was just, how do you know where to draw the line? The answer is, coming to Chacham, you have to draw the line someplace. He wasn't talking about, what if you prove this woman is mochel in 5 years? No, the answer is, they didn't think it was likely you could prove that this is a woman who's mochel in 5 years or a woman who's mochel in 50 years. That wasn't necessarily their concern. And if you're talking about rich and poor women, that wasn't a concern either. Their concern was, how do you know where to draw the line? The answer is, we draw the line.
Don't you just want to follow where you're drawing the line?
Don't yourself to figure out where you're drawing the line. So right. So the answer is that yeah, because when you have, and this is a little bit but don't we know that many demons of the Torah are al pi rov? That's I think what you're asking is similar to what Dovi's asking. I mean, forget how coming is Chachamim came. I am fairly convinced that if I were giving you a shot in the rule of Kalmidas Chachamim came found in the Mishnah. It's not about whether you go either over the Mia, it's about how you know where to draw the line. The Haraya, who is good Bikias? Who was the one who was questioning this rule coming to the Chumheim and becoming a little bit outside the Lakar system? Rabbi Yirmiya. And what do we know Rabbi Yirmiya loved to do?
Exactly on the border.
He loved to question how you draw the line. What's his famous question?
Shoba.
What if, right? If you find a bird within 50 amos of this guy Shobech, then it belongs to him. Outside of 50 amos, it's Hefker.
So yes, well, what if one leg of the bird was in 50 amos and one leg was out of 50 amos, and they kick him out of the base medrash? What's the pasuk shot? They didn't kick him out of the base medrash for being a joker. Ah, he was trying to, like, you know, make like tzadus and shir. Ah, what if it's one leg in, one leg out? They kicked him out for not being serious about Talmud Torah. No, he wasn't an eighth grader. They kicked him out of the base medrash because he was afuki nafshi levar mihilchasa. It's actually very midak negi midak. He's afuki nafshi levar mihilchasa. They were mafik him levar mihilchasa. They kicked him out of the base medrash because he basically says, I don't like this idea of drawing the line someplace. But haray of what if one leg is in, one leg is out, that shows it's stupid to draw the line anyplace. And they said, if you think it's stupid to draw the line anyplace, then you don't have a lucky system left. Because, you know, then you can't find your diagram line. That's how they kicked him out of the base medrash. Okay, but nonetheless, clearly everyone agrees that many din of the Torah are based on Piro, for example, Leo asked. So how do we know how big the mitzvah is? So what I'm claiming is that,
Just what for establishing where the line is, should we abide by that line? Meaning, and therefore, considering, meaning, Barbeil, Yotiv, who cares that they are less, we should go by the line.
So what I'm claiming is no. We go by the line when we're rounding off. Meaning, if we were to say we did a psychological study and we decided it was 3 years, and then someone would come to say, how do you know it's 3 years and not 12 months and 28 days? Not 2 years and 11 months and 28 days? We answer, Hamid of Chum Cain. Of course, no one's ever going to prove whether it's 3 years or 2.9 years or 3.1 years. The answer is we cut it off at 3 years. But that's different than the question of Beit Ra'al Yashiv. The question of Beit Ra'al Yashiv is not, how do you know where to draw the line? The question of Beit Ra'al Yashiv is, it's not true about these people at all. We can prove, unlike some things you can't prove. Can you prove that this is a woman who will be mochel or ksubi after 5 years? No, you can never prove that because you have no you have no evidence to base this on because it's the first time she's ever had a ksuba and how do you know, etc. But by Beit Ra'al Yashiv, it's a matter of peda, you can prove someone's been machmor and their track record in 10 years. And basically what I'm claiming is that in case like the ksuba, you can't prove anything about any person. You assume every person has average and proven otherwise.
Well, we can prove a mikvah is too small.
Ah, what about the mikvah? So I'm claiming this. If not that, the Torah said the mikvah has to be big enough for the body of the tovel. And then we decided every tovel fits in 40 sock. No, the Torah said that the cheft of a mikvah. The cheft of a mikvah is that it fits. The cheft of a mikvah is that it fits everyone. Child to adult, big to small. And then we measured, we found the biggest person, and we measured how much.
Time and rounding off versus road. No, it's about defining things versus subjective.
Okay, exactly.
And the Rashba conveniently, the Rashba on our spot doesn't quote any of those other Torahs, he only quotes the mikvah point.
Right.
So maybe you can answer with that. No. The mikvah point is defining mikvah.
I hope, you know, it's always a danger when someone says you want to say something, you automatically interpret what they're saying. So you want to say, so I hope I'm not doing this. Or my second hope is that even if I am, in the end you say tata. That's true. But what I'm saying is that, of course, sometimes we don't take into account the miyot. What are times we don't take into account the miyot? Sometimes we also go by road. Sometimes we also
follow the rove or the average.
I wonder, like, you know, rove is not necessarily the same as average, right? I mean, are, you know, the rove people, you know, I don't know how they came up with 40 saw, because you're right. There's always going to be some guy who doesn't fit in, you know, a sumo wrestler, you know, who doesn't fit in 40 saw. Everyone I know fits in 40 saw. But okay, there's always some sumo wrestler who doesn't fit in 40 saw. Did they go with the average person? It's hard to imagine the average person, then that might be
I know average is not the same as median, but forget about that for now. If it works out, that would be funny. Did they go by the what they considered the average, you know, the range of normative people? Did they go by, you know, it's a good question how they came through it. But let's say, when do we follow the Rove or an average, for example, in Sabres? When they made Caseros, they followed the average person. They didn't take into every case, right? Even if you have some weird case where if you read to the lamplight and Shabbos, you're not going to tilt it, they still make the Xero up and removed. That's the nature of Xeros, that they make a little plug. Or Xeros, or defining a Hetza, like a mikvah. Chazal said, obviously everyone can't have their own hefza of mikvah. That's not Kalmikas Chacham Kane. Kalmikas Chacham Kane got rounded off. But obviously everyone can't have their own hefza of mikvah. That's going to be one hefza shal mikvah. So you have to figure out one body we're going to base the hefza shal mikvah on. Exactly whose body they used, I'm not sure. You know, exactly how do they know whose body they used? After all, they knew there were sumo wrestlers. They didn't know there were sumo wrestlers, but, you know, they probably knew that there was one guy someplace who didn't fit in 40 saw. Eglon, right? Or Papa, right? Papa, and there are stories about many, you know. Isn't there also a story about Rabbi Yochanan? You know, so they knew there was something. Somehow they decided to make a standard of this body fits in 40 saw. You know, what did they do? They said, you know, let's give two standard deviations or something. However they decided for example, or when there is no way to ascertain the nature of each particular case, such as the ksuba. Why in the ksuba does everyone go by 25 years? Because there's no way to prove that someone was more or less than 25 years, 40, 25 years. Obviously, there's no way to prove anything. Then you would have to go by the average or the rove. But it's not a rule of all midos chachamim. It's in some cases you go by the average, and in some cases, or the rove, in some cases you don't go by the rove. What case will you not go by the rove? When it's cases of being a mominus bin al mahavir, where you're trying to prove things in court, keep in mind, proving things in court is about proving in court. Prove it for you have it, prove or you don't. Why can't you prove it for based on Rove? Actually, it really doesn't, you know, at a certain point, it's like a little crazy. I can prove in court based on Rove. I don't understand. I go to court and I say, you know, your dog killed my dog. You bring 8 expert scientists, witnesses to testify that Rove of this breed of dog doesn't kill. So it's impossible. It didn't happen. Okay. I bring a witness who saw your dog kill 3 times before. What do we say? He says, it's very nice, that's a rove, but that's not this case. You can't prove something in Dini Mavados based on the rove if we know it's not true about this particular case. That's as far as there's one case we shouldn't go by the rove. It is in Dini Mavados. In Dini Mavados, we're just trying to find the emes of do you own the money? Do you not own the money? Did you buy it? Did you not buy it? Did you damage it? Did you not damage it? To me, it's just intuitive that even if I go into court and I say, look, I'll be rove, this is probably what happened. But if you can prove that this case is an exception to the rove, if you can't prove, obviously go by the rove. Otherwise, in the double self. But if you can prove this is an exception to the rove, then you should have the right to prove this is an exception to the rove. To me, it's intuitive that the one case we shouldn't go by the rove, if you want to say, call me this chachamim, chacham always went by the rove, then you're the rashba, fine. But if you don't want to say the rules always go by the rove, sometimes you go by the rove, sometimes you don't. The case where you're not going to go by the rove is in Dini Mamonos, if you can prove that you're part of the, you can prove that you're part of the Miyot. So that's what I'm saying. But in Tomei Benitan, we go by the facts, not the rove, and if the fact is that you're Bei Baruch Yosef, obviously, if we don't know how much you're mocked in, then we'll go by the rove. But the facts are the facts, and maybe you could read our Gemara Kipshuto and say, no, Dini Mamonos, you go by the facts. And that's not, what if it's 3 years?
How do they get 3 years? No, 3 years means you round off. If the regular person who we don't know any facts about, we round it off to 3 years. And then you'll say, how do you know 3 years? How can you possibly, without Nebuah, know it's 3 years and not 2.9 years? And so, of course, we don't. We round off. But if the fact is that we know you're not been in Lalter, we know you're not been in 6 months, etc., then we would have to go by the facts. Nearly as tight as the Rasmus question is not Mokrach. And this could be a case where we don't go by the robe, and then you can read the Gemara Kip Shuto. Okay. Kach Nira Lanias Daiti.
Are you explaining the Ritva?
No, I'm arguing. I'm explaining the Gemara Kip Shuto. I'm explaining Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara that they borrow Yosef is an exception. Oh, why not go by the robe? The answer is you don't always go by the robe. Kol Nizcha Cham and Cain have nothing to do with the robe. That has to do with rounding off. We don't go by the robe. Sometimes you go by the robe, but not in all cases. In this case, we do not go by the robe. And that's, I'm justifying the Pashup Shot in the Gemara. Okay, you don't have to justify Pashup Shot in the Gemara. But I thought you could justify the Pashup Shot in the Gemara.
Is it true that we, what's the premise? Where he says that in defining effects, we don't take the meaning into account. That was like lo yitach in the mechanics episode that for one person is a mechanic for another person is not.
Correct. That was a svara.
Is it? Maybe I'm remembering. If a person is large enough that a certain shear of a sukkah is they're been styled like Rishu Rurubo is not in not in sukkah. It's impossible for them. Then it's not a sukkah. They can't be yosei sukkah with that sukkah. They're not sitting in the sukkah.
That's true in Mikvah as well.
No, first of all, I'm not sure that your assumption is right. Maybe it is a chapter of sukkah. They're just not doing a Maisa Yeshiva, which is what Dovi was saying.
So the chapter is what it is.
Correct. Correct.
Why do you need another answer to the Gemara then? You just
No, because of Sata Dvarchel Shiurim, because we need Chazal, Sata Dvarchel Shiurim, but Chazal don't want you to have to measure each time. I mean, it could be that way, but asata derech l'shiurim, the let me
say it a little bit. I understand what you're saying. What we're saying is, but
it would end up getting too complicated. It would end up getting too complicated, and Chazal don't want it to be too complicated. They're not willing to ignore facts. But they're not willing to ignore facts. They're not willing to take away someone's money and ignore facts. But they also don't want to make it to be too complicated. And therefore, maybe this whole idea is wrong.
And even though in Astam, everyone's going to be 3 years and the burden of proof is going to be very much on the...
Correct, but it's still going to make it more complicated than necessary. I hear your time. Which is a little bit the, you know, the maybe more than a little bit, the intuition of some of the Rishonim here. And if you want to say, just don't read the Gemara Peshuto. His question is, once I made such a good night, such a good taina for why it should be okay to follow the miyot, so why is the Gemara saying it's not the Rechel Shirim? Let's just be okay following the miyot and live happily ever after. So I'm saying it's logically okay, but it's still practically too complex.
But that's not
3 years.
That's wrong. But then we know that it's 3 years. Wouldn't have been that Chazal make it 3 years.
Okay.
You just answer the question.
Okay. Okay. Don't be saying something different. He's saying
that no, it's not about the sure means, and that's not what it sounds like from the Mishnah.
It doesn't sound like from the Mishnah that it's different from Beivar Al Yashiv.
You generally say it's not correct this year, and just like
correct. Correct, which is why I didn't say that. So I'm gonna have to say that even if I'm walking a tightrope, it's still gonna make too much complexity in the din process. Okay. Anyway, you can take this or leave it, and now let's go Viter to the next
super. I'm asking a question. I want to ask a question back on the Meiri. Back before. I mean, after the 3 years, if we say that there's a hachra of vadait, even on the side that you have to, that there's no shmuas heses even. So the machzik now becomes the new marikama, and I don't understand the basis of the Miri's question. It's like it's a new case altogether.
Or maybe how do you know, according to the Miri, that it becomes a hachra of vadait?
I'm saying if you was go on that side of the Chakira.
You would have to not go on that side.
And the Miri is holding on the Ramban and the Ritva and all that.
the perhaps, or maybe there's just no, you know, shuas hesed for karka, or maybe there's no shuas hesed except.
No, but even with the other examples, we still had a zachra badait. I mean, shuas hesed was just one example that.
Really, I mean, that's why the Meiri is very radical. I know the Meiri is very radical.
I mean, because when you say, I mean, once you say that if the case is finished, you could say, kol ma shetachas yado habik shalo, it's a hachra vadayit, and not just a hanchaya. That's the nature of the hachra of the shalo shanim.
In a row, my kamashvalan, tanina. What do you mean? It's a verse of the Mishnah. It's not shalosh shanim yom liyom. It says from day to day. Doesn't that mean in a row? No. Ma'odehim of yom liyom lafuki mekutol. So yola afilu mufusaris kamashla. You might have thought 3 years. But yom liyom means it can't be partial years, but it doesn't have to be three in a row. You might have thought it doesn't have to be three in a row. It just has to be 3 full years. Kamashla has to be 3 in a row. Amra of chama umod yer avuna ba'asri demovri bagi. Chama says no. Or avuna's mode in a place where they leave the fields fallow, then even if you leave the field fallow, that's okay, and it's not a pagam in the ritzifus. Pshita, obviously, what do you mean? That's the normal thing to do there. No, lo tzricha digdom over, lo over. No, the chiddush of, obviously, if you let the land lie fallow sometimes, and that's the only way to farm in that land, so then you're doing everything you can. No, the chiddush is, even if some people leave the land fallow and some people do not, Bahai Gavram over, and this guy left land fallow, you might have thought that's a pagam in his chazakah. You might have thought you could say if it was really yours, you should have planted it. Meaning, why were you lazy and not planted? If it was really yours, you should have planted it. You could say it was not economical. Because since many of my neighbors, basically, if all his neighbors, meaning the nearby fields in that area, were leaving it fallow, he would say, one field in this big area, I can't afford to hire a guard, because they would all chip in. There were 10 fields together, they would all pay a tenth of the guard. He says, if I pay the whole guard, it's not economical anymore. So that's why I didn't. Binami and the Rishon explained, even if his neighbors did plant, no, it's better for me to leave it fallow, because then in the long run it will make more crops. Obviously, that's why people left land fallow, and they still do, or they rotate, or etc., because you don't want to wipe out all the nutrients, and you need to leave it fallow in order to make more money in the long run. And therefore, he says, I had a good reason for doing this, and it still counts. Okay, now let's take it back for a second. Why do you need ritzufos? What's the problem with, what's the opposite of ritzufos in the lashon of the Rishonim here? Mifuzaris. What's the problem with mifuzaris? So, you got the board, right, Chaim?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so first of all, we have a fascinating machlokas between who and the rest of the universe? The Bala Iter and the rest of the universe. Interestingly, that's not such an uncommon sentence. The Bala Iter often has very, very different shitos. Lest you think, therefore, that means he was just some marginal figure on the, you know, outskirts of the Masorah who didn't know how to learn and who we should ignore. I think, you know, if you just learn, Torah Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch, you see that the Bala Iter was often against the rest of the world had unique shitas, and you see that nonetheless, his shitas are taken very, very seriously, and apparently his reputation was such that, you had to take his shitas very seriously. So we will take his shitas very seriously. What does the Bala Iter say different from everyone else?
That the year that's fallow counts.
Yes, but not here. Better that after 24 hours you can kasher kli cheres by 3 hagalos. That's what you should have said. But that's a good kula. But the Bala Iter says, you know what Rav Huna meant? What did everyone else say Rav Huna meant?
If you do years 1, 3, and 5, that's no good. Or even 1, 2, and 4, or 1, 3, and 4, that's no good, because they are mefuzaros. Says the Bala Eter, no, 1, 3, and 5 are fine. What Rapuna just meant is you can't do 1 and 3. That is a big fish. So what is Rapuna la'afuke what? Says the Baal Ha'iter, la'afuke aleph gimel, but aleph gimel hey is a chazakra. Again, that's a sheet that's young, right? Everyone else says come la'afuke aleph gimel. Everyone else said just planting aleph gimel, Rav Huna doesn't need to come la'afuke. That's obviously 2 years. Rav Huna's kiddush is that even aleph gimel hey or even aleph beis dalet are no good. So there's the Bala Itcher's unique shita, and he knows he's even against his rebellion. He says, "But mina milsa umistabra me rabusa," right? That makes more sense than my rebellion. Mistabra rabuna lalu the aleph gimel hey alsi. No, that aleph gimel hey, no problem. As long as no one else planted beis dalet. Obviously, if I planted the aleph gimel hey and someone else planted beis dalet, that's no good. But aleph gimel hey and beis dalet, it lied fallow. That's no problem. Even Basar Dolomor for Daki. Rav Huna Lemute Mifusakos Asher Shem Achol Shadam Yishonu Shlishis Velo Achol Shniya Apish Amich Eskasher Shal Shadam Lo Ira Inchazake. If I planted and harvested 1 years 1 and 3, and then there's 2, it just sat and minded its own business, then Rav Huna says that's not good. Okay, that's the Bala Eter. What do all the other Rishonim say? I don't know even one. Colleague for the Baal Iter on this. What do all the other Rishonim say? La'afuke Aleph Gimel Hey. La'afuke Aleph Gimel, you didn't even need to tell us. That was obvious. That's only 2 years. La'afuke Aleph Gimel Hey, even though you have 3 years, they are Mifuzoros and they're no good. Okay, then of course, what happened to Ba'asra to Movri Bagi? Let's just fill in for a moment. It's a site. What about, this is an irregular case, Ba'asra Demovri Bagi, then that's better than normal. And what did the Baal Iter say? Ba'asra Demovri Bagi, what counts?
Then he followed you.
Then Aleph Gimel is Chazaka, because the fallow year counts, because that's the normal thing to do in that place. How about the other Rishonim? What would the other Rishonim mostly say? what would the other Rishonim?
The state doesn't count, you need 6 years.
The one second. What am I looking for? I'm looking for a line in the hearing. 1 second. Nika the Fruiting. Kavan. No. Wrong paragraph. So what are the what counts in Asri Demovri Bagi? What do most Rishonim say?
Five.
Exactly. Says Rov Rishonim. Aleph Gimel Hey is a chazaka. Of course, theoretically, you could say that, even if you're not the Sefer Iter, you could say that Asher Demovri Bagi Aleph Gimel counts. Like, his base is as old as one of Rishonim, right? Theoretically, you could say, right? You could say Aleph Gimel is a chazaka. And basically, you count the fallow year as one of your 3 years, even if you're not the Bala Eter, even if you're everyone else. No. Rahuna is saying Aleph Gimel Hei doesn't count. But Asher Demovri Bagi, even Aleph Gimel counts. There are 2 other Rishonim who say that Aleph Gimel counts to Asher Demovri Bagi, which we'll get back to in the next year, Amir Tzoshem, Lineder. They are the Ravon, quoting the Gosmai Marios. I'm not sure what this means. The Pirsh Ravon Nimtza Muge. He found the Hagon appears to Rabban. I looked in my Rabban, I couldn't find this. I don't know if this means like it was the Rabban, if this means someone else wrote Hagon appears to Rabban. You know, I'm not sure what this is. Basically, we have, you know, sometimes you say something, but you're embarrassed to put your name to it. Mugav a Sefer Rabban, I don't know what he means by Mugav a Sefer Rabban. He didn't say, but the Rabban wrote. It sounds like, and as a matter of fact, I couldn't find this in my Rabban. Chaim, tell us. Did Masechta find it in the Rabban? No, he probably meant some later Rishon wrote the Haggah on the margins of.
In fact, they quoted just from Haggah's Maimonides.
Okay. They have a copy of the Rabban. So we have this Haggah in the Rabban, quoting Haggah's Maimonides, and we have the Meiri quoting Miktsas Meforshim, or no, quoting Tsas Meforshim. First of all, it's Miktsas Meforshim and Tsas Meforshim. That distinction is meaningless. So say Aleph Gimel. So here I'm just not sure. We have these two other Rishonim. We say Ba'asur Gimel Rivagi. If basically we have the Hagoha Ravon in the Hagos Maimonides and the Ktsas Mefarshim in the Meiri, are we going to say they are this radical Shita of the Baal HaEter? Not necessarily. I mean, the Meiri could actually be quoting Bala Itch when he says Sasso Farshim. So the Meiri knew the Bala Itch. The Meiri is from Provence. It was early from Provence. He probably had a copy of the Sefer Itter. But it could very well be that either they are the radical sheet of the Bala Itter, who must say that Asher Gimel Radag, Gimel is enough, and basically the following year counts as one of the three. But it could be not. It could be they say no. We're not the Sefer Itter. We're regular Jews. We're Orthodox Jews with a lowercase. So we think that Rav Huna is only Lafuke Aleph Gimel Hey. But Asher Gimel Rivagi, even the following year counts, because that's the normal thing to do in that circumstance. Okay, we'll come back to that when we get to the Chanavasa of the Machuza. We'll see that whole issue. Anyway, just here is the Shitas. There are like two anonymous Rishonim quoted who might be the Bala Itter. One of them might be the Bala Itter. One of them might agree with the Bala Itter. Or might not be the Bala Itter and just agree with him about Asher Gimel Rivagi. But that's a side part. We're not really dealing now with Asher Gimel Rivagi. That was a side one. But let's deal now with the Iker Psak of Rav Huna. So here is Rav Huna, right? Mifuzaros is not a Chazaka. I want to ask, why is Mifuzaros not a Chazaka? According to the Iter, this isn't a very interesting question, right? According to the Baal HaEter, why is Mifuzaros not a Chazaka? Because it's not meant to be a hard question. Why is Mifuzaros not a Chazaka when Baal HaEter? Because you don't have 3 years of Achiva, right? I said it wasn't meant to be a hard question. The Hagamina was, as long as you have 3 years bordered in the beginning and end by Achiva with no one interfering in the middle, that counts. Kamash, why do you need 3 years of Achiva? Right? So if the Baal HaEter, it's not an interesting question, and we're not going to go with this anymore. This is the end of our discussion about Baal HaEter, because you don't have 3 years achila. You have achila at the beginning, achila in the end, and no one else took it over in the middle. Okay, but still have 3 years of achila. So the Baal HaEter, that's shmizi. That's not interesting. The question is, how about according to the other Rishonim? According to the other Rishonim, what's wrong with Mifuzaros? What's wrong with Aleph Gimel Hey? Again, the case is very clear. I don't mean Aleph, I ate it, and Bez the Marakana came. And you know, I ate a Dal Markana cave, or Aleph I ate it in Bay's Ozzy cave, and Gimel I ate it in Dalad Moshe cave, and Hey I ate it. No, then obviously, no. I mean, Aleph, Gimel, Hey I ate it, Bay's Dalad, nothing happens, it's not Asher Gimel Rivagi, right? I just strangely left it fallow for Bay's, and I inexplicably left it fallow for Bay's and Dalad, or let's say something that's not Shayat fallow, right? It is a house. I've lived in a house, Aleph Bay's and Hey, and just left it a ghost apartment for Bays and Dalet. And it's not, you know, Astra that they close the skies. So why is it not? This is our Hakira for the day. Why is that not a valid Chazaka if I have 3 years of Achila just because they weren't in the world?
Because the Ma'ariv comes, didn't see anybody.
Ah, so says Chayim, because bad luck of the Ma'ariv. After all, the Ma'ariv might hear a rumor, or he might not hear a rumor. He might just come to check on things once in a while, right? And if the Ma'ariv didn't came, then he'd be responsible to be choshesh for all the rumors and to ask and investigate. This Ma'ariv, he shows up to check on his property once in a while. And maybe this Ma'ariv had bad luck, or maybe it wasn't even bad luck. Maybe it was a plot. Right, and I knew when the Ma'ariv would come check, and I scheduled myself around that. Right, basically, maybe the Ma'ariv came and found there was no one there. And if he found there was no one there, what did he think? What are the two possibilities that Rama says what he thought? Either he thought
that the guy was just trying to steal his stuff and not trying to own it.
That's a very subtle distinction. But I see, even if no one was ever there, but that's not. Go, that's not the end of the sentence that starts with the Ma'ariv coming. Okay, let's see. Let's read the Yad Rama, Rabosei. Says the Yad Rama. He says, what's the problem? This is a little late in the Gemara. He says, the Esau Kedaitech Mechuzoris will have a Chazaka, right? On Rav Huna, he doesn't comment. But on the next line, he comments. If you think Mechuzoris doesn't work, which basically means Rav Huna, right? Here you go. If you think Huzaris doesn't work, I'll tell you why. Why? Alma Amrina, if you go to say, Dilma Asamari Arab, a half shot to the baby baby. Maybe the owner came in the year in between when you weren't there. Came into Chazad Lo Naches La Inish. And once he saw that no one was in it, Lo Macha, he wasn't Mocha. Right? Stavar Akrai Be Almahu. And then he says it again when it comes to houses. Hachanami. What does it say when it comes to houses? But maybe he comes at night. I didn't find anyone there. He thinks if no one's here now, no one's ever here. Even if someone is here, it's just a coincidence. Basically, what is the Yad Rama saying? And here are the Chachamim saying. Basically, what is the Yad Rama saying? And here are the two basic drachim. One derech is the Yad Rama. Because maybe the owner came and found it empty. Ah, if he comes to find it empty, what's he going to think? Either he's going to think it's always empty, or he's going to think, yeah, you know, maybe I heard someone was there, but I see no one there. It's like, cry be Allah. He just doesn't take it seriously. Yeah, it happened to be someone came through once, whatever, right? Wasn't this big case in America? I really don't mean to make fun of Americans, but it's a case where people in a white neighborhood shot a black man for no reason, and the part that's not funny is that doesn't help pin it down at all, but. The guy, the whole thing was, what was their whole thing? That they thought he was a burglar because he once spent 5 minutes in an empty house under construction. No, what was that case? What?
I'm not arbory,
right? That was one of these ridiculous things, right? Which unfortunately people do in America. What's interesting about that case? And they say, the guy's a trespasser and a burglar and a criminal, right? Whenever you kill someone, you try to tie it afterwards, he's a criminal. And what's the raya? The raya is that he once, was, you know, for more than Kedeshulas Pras, you know, in a house that didn't belong to him that, you know, no one actually is using. So what's the point? Point is, okay, the judge and jury didn't accept that. Said, what do you mean? That cry be Allah. This is not a guy who's trying to steal someone's land. If you told me he mamish took his suitcase and started moving into someone's house and, you know, and tried to steal it away from them, then, you know, that would be one thing. Just because you have to pass through for a few minutes here, a few minutes there, transient, that's it. No one, they call the guy who owns the house. And he said, it doesn't bother me. Why doesn't it bother him? That's exactly the other one. I cry the other one. If I saw him there in my house all the time, I would, I would come and punch him in the face. But just for someone have to once in a while go someplace, I don't take it seriously. It doesn't bother me. I don't take it seriously. Okay. I cried the Alba. Says the Agrama, he came and found it empty and didn't take the issue seriously. Because he came and found it empty. It's about when the guy comes. However, what's the other possibility? Basically, what's the Agrama saying? Lo yitzi, the guy had come and found you there and he wasn't mocha, that would be a chazaka. Yeah, fine, you're there. So what do you expect him to do? Oh, you heard a rumor you were there? So he doesn't believe the rumor. Seriously, yeah, I remember some guy's in, some guy was out. What do you expect? You know, you leave in a bed, and people like to come in and out sometimes. That doesn't mean I have to take it seriously. But what's the other option? The other option, maybe even if he was next door and saw it with his own eyes, maybe even if he saw the guy there, still it's not a chazaka. Why not? What? Exactly. Who says that? Says the Rashbam. He says, "Amatzi or bal sada haiglo mechoy lachaim mishum the over lashon hashniyah the gol sadei to klav di dach havai lahilke hozar sa." You've shown you don't think you own it by being sometimes in, sometimes out. You've basically showed that you're not. If I can add some words from. Someone else to the Rashbam, you've shown that you're not acting like a Bailam. You're not acting like a Bailam. Even if I see you there, you're not acting in the way of a Bailam, and therefore I wasn't mocha because I don't take it seriously. The Rabbi Yonah really liked this. Derech said to Rabbi Yonah in the beginning, Gimel Shana Shem Ritzufazol and Fuzaros came to Nira Matzik Igazel and Shem Ochadashata. It looks like he's just a crop thief. He's like sneaking and eating once and then disappearing. The shovel of the hour had a shot. So the other is not choshed to yoga. So much of Hashem machzik kink derech bailim, which is the same as the Rashbam. He's not machzik derech bailim. Interestingly, he's not machzik derech bailim. So let's take this Rashbam. Was locked derech bailim or derech yoga? That he's. Eino machzik kederech bailim, which I really think is saying the same thing you've worried. What is and you said, you've shown you don't think you're the bailim, right? Go ahead, like you already, but the way you act shows you don't think you're a bailim, which is the same as a radio. You're not acting kederech bailim. Basically, you're not being machzik the machaski inchi. You're not acting like a normal owner. And therefore, even if I find you there, you're not acting like a normal owner, and therefore I don't take it seriously. So here we have seemingly a fundamental machlokus. Is the problem with Mufuzaros that the Marakam is going to come at the wrong time and not find him? Or is the problem that no, the Marakam knows exactly what's going on? He's just not going to take it seriously, even if he sees you there, because he sees that you're specifically acting in a way that shows that you don't think you're the Bible. Interesting, the Rashbam later on, the Rashbam Ribagi, seems to admit that both possibilities are true. So when he's saying, Asher Demo Ribagi, it's a valid chazaka. Why? He says, because, she says, number one, you're a master of chazki and she. It's normal to be Mo Ribagi, to let the land lie fallow, etc. Etc. But what if the other guy says, I came and I found that no one was there? So he seems to think like both times is true. Number one, even if he saw you there, it was there by them. Oh, what about the time that I came and I found no one was there? And he answers, he doesn't say you're acting like Derech Bailim. So I came and found, if I only came once and I saw no one was there, I don't know how you're acting. He says, No, even if you came when I wasn't during the fallow year, you still would have noticed because even though I wasn't planting, I was plowing.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, the response seems to actually think there's two reasons why Mifuzaris is not a chazaka. And that's what Asim Bobi Bagi says two problems. He says, number one is the Abramaz reason. Maybe he came and found it empty. The answer is no. If he came, he would have found it plowing. Number two, maybe came and they saw everything you're doing, but it's not the way of buying. So it is the way of buying. So Rashbam really thinks there's two dinim, right? Rashbam really.
Let's give him a little asterisk. Base dinim.
you know, which I guess would affect an Archimedes. Now, here is the interesting question, which is, I think once you have these, this Hakira, you can understand a strange Rimigash quote in the Bala Iter. Now, this Rimigash, this line of the Rimigash does not appear in the Chedushim Rimigash here. But the Bala Iter quotes a funny Rimigash, which you'll tell me, maybe you're a different shot. Says the Rimigash. Bari ibn Rimigash calls it, the Marzutra Lefrushe Rav Huna Asa, Marzutra is coming to be Mefarish Rav Huna. Okay, what Marzutra means is very unclear. But let's take my word for it. For now, that everyone in the world, except for this Bala Iter B'Shem Rimigash, says he's not coming Lefrushe Rav Huna, rather he's coming Lefrushe who, Dovi? Someone else, Abai and Rav, or everyone says Rav. Okay, but here is a Das Yochid of the... What? Okay, fair enough. Okay, so correct, but I would say he's at the very least within the realm of Abai and Rav. What do I mean by this? Abai and Rav talk about how to prove Ritzifus. Everyone else understands Bar Zutra is talking about how to prove Ritzifus, not whether you need Ritzifus. But what does the Rimigash say? The Bar Zutra, the Frushir Rav Huna, Asa Das Yachid, the Eton who the boy Ritzifus Lolo. You only need Ritzifus if the guy makes a taina, if the Marka makes a taina, not if he doesn't. Okay, Bekashu Lahi Pirusha, Dabi Lomar, Rav Huna, Eton, Eri Lolo. And he finds this difficult, then it should have said so, that Rav Huna only applied if there's a taina, not if there isn't a taina. Okay, in terms of the spot of the words, he doesn't like the Rimigash. He does not at all analyze the story of the Rimigash. This is a funny story of the Rimigash. What does this mean? If the, he doesn't say what the Ma'arer Taina is. If the Ma'arer Taina, then you need Ritzifus. If he doesn't Taina, you don't need Ritzifus. All right, that's what Rimigash says. You only need Ritzifus if there's a Taina. Why would you only need Ritzifus if there's a Taina?
Because there's no...
No, that's not what he means. He means, again, you're the guy who's been on the land, years 1, 3, and 5. I'm the Markama. I come, I say, get off my land, you thief. And you say, what do you mean, I bought it? I say, where's your star? You say, I lost it. Okay, so far is every case in Cheskel Batin. So what would everyone else say? Everyone else say, I win because you don't have Ritzufos. What does Rimigash say? If I taina, oh yeah, was it Ritzufos? Then I win. If I don't taina, then you win. That's a very peculiar thing, is it not? Whether or not you need Ritzufos should depend on my taina. Again, everyone else says, if you claim Ritzufos, then if I say, well, prove Ritzufos, you might have to prove it. If I say, I admit there was Ritzufos, you don't have to prove it. I'm oversimplifying. Okay. But why should you only need Ritzifus if I taina? Oh, yeah? How about Ritzifus? What's the svar of the Rimigash, anyone?
Shad Mar Zutra is that if the Marakama taina is bari that he wasn't there at night, then he needs to bring Aiden that he was there at night as well.
Right.
Meaning that if he's actually towing bari, I don't believe that you had Ritzifus in his house, given that you weren't there at night. I know for sure you weren't there at night, in fact.
That Shad Mar Zutra is about proving Ritzufos. If I time you weren't there, you need to prove Ritzufos. If not, we can assume there were Ritzufos. But that's not the Rimigash. The Rimigash is not about proving Ritzufos, it's about needing Ritzufos. Right? You see the difference between the Rimigash and everyone else?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
If we're going to be the bad guy, I guess. I mean, it doesn't sound different.
I mean,
to say needing and needing to prove it.
Okay. So you want to say the Rimigash doesn't really mean what everyone says he means. Not what everyone says he means. Oh, I see.
Can't you say that it's the fact that he doesn't claim it means he doesn't know it? And like, according to the Yad Ramah, you say that maybe he showed up to see it. He didn't,
very,
obviously.
Very good morning. Let me go back for a second. Here we have Mar Zutra is very, very, very unclear. But, you know, we'll come back to him in a moment. I apologize. I made a strategic decision first. We're just going to learn the etzadin of Ritzufos, and then we're going to go through the Gemara to see it. So I at least want to finish one whole swing today. But what does Mar Zutra mean? What everyone else says, what does Mar Zutra mean? What all the Rishonim say in 800 different ways, but what they all say in 800 different ways is, I think they all say this in very different ways, is that Itain
tzarech lehochiach, tzarech eidos al ritzifas. In low time, then maminim lo she ayu ritzifas. Okay. If the guy taina, then you have to prove it was ritzufos. If he doesn't taina, we believe it was ritzufos. It's a matter of the laws of evidence. Right? Now, for what reason? Very different ideas. Meaning, laws of evidence. And therefore, they're not saying it's modifying Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is not discussing laws of evidence. What does the Ifalik Iter B'Shem Rimigash say? The shame. Rimigash, he says, Itain Sarech Ritzifus. Ilotain Eino Sarech Ritzifus. Meaning not the laws of evidence, but the laws of Chazaka. That's what he said. He's modifying Rav Huna. Only if I taina against you do you need Ritzifus. Not if I taina is my field. That's always the case. Only by taina that what about ritzifus? Then you need ritzifus. If I don't taina, you don't need ritzifus. This is strange. Within the laws of evidence, okay, they struggle to explain how someone's taina can change the laws of evidence. But we have some intuitive understanding. Yeah, when it comes to laws of evidence, obviously, you know, I think this is how they work in American courts nowadays. What does the judge do? First, he figures out what everyone agrees about. And then he says, these are the things we disagree about. Let's figure out who's telling the truth, who's lying. Right, but that's a part of the process of a court case, is you make a list of things that everyone agrees about that you don't have to adjudicate. Okay, so if everyone agrees with Recifus, you don't have to prove it. If you tiny the Recifus like tiny there wasn't, then you have to bring Aiden. That's not so crazy. But the Rimigash is strange. What does he say? The Frusha ad Rav Huna also, that's the Chiddush. He's not the Frusha the laws of evidence. The Frusha ad Rav Huna, you need Recifus if the guy tainas, you don't need Recifus if the guy doesn't taina. Why should the need for Recifus depends of whether he's telling us or not. So Morty suggests that the Rinigash works very nicely according to the Yad Rama. If the problem with Ritzifa is that it's not Masik Derech Bailim, then who cares what I say? If you weren't Masik Derech Bailim, you weren't Masik Derech Bailim. But if the problem with Ritzifa is that I came in the off year, then all of a sudden it makes sense. Well, it depends what I taina. If I taina, I came in the off year, then you lose. If I don't taina came in the off year and I admit I came when you were there, then you should win. According to the Yad Rama, it really does depend on the taina of Ha'arim. If he claims he checked and found it empty, then it's not a chazaka. But if he claims that he came when you were there, then it should be a chazaka because it only depends when he came. It's not a matter of you doing the wrong thing. It's a matter of him coming at an unlucky time. So it depends on his time. That nearly means daiki. I think that's what the Rinigash means. Can I prove it? I can't prove it. Of the cross-examination, I know what else he means. Yomi wanted a hint. Maybe he meant ladavne. He really meant what all the other Rishonim meant.
That's not how the Bala Itra understood him, because he contrasted him with the other Rishonim.
We always prefer not to say something about Dafin, don't we, before it goes on board?
And according to basically all of the shows, you would still need to keep this star because there is that day where the Ma'arek could have said, I came and you weren't there. So fundamentally, when you go back to the reasons why you have a Chazok for 3 years, is because you should have had your star and you lost it. And because there was a day where you came and where you weren't there and I could have come,
So it's not really on that. Okay, what Dovi is saying is that
he's going against all the Rishonim that we're about to quote. And what he's saying is that you can start at the Yad Rama, but end up with no practical difference from the respondent Rabbi Yomi. He's saying, really, because he might come in the off day. Since I'm always afraid he might come in the off day, therefore, I should always be told he doesn't call it my commonly off day and I should keep my star. And therefore, once I should keep my star, it's not a valid chazaka. I think we will demonstrate that not everyone looks at it that way, but I think that's possible. So let's figure out how to put on the board in a moment. But let's just put this meanwhile. What could be one of Kamina? One of Kamina might be, what if the Ma'arir
doesn't claim he checked and found it empty. According to the Derech, then, it doesn't matter. It's still not a chazaka. I don't care when he came. I don't care when he came, since you weren't acting there by it without a chazaka. But according to the Abrama, then it might make sense to say that maybe this is the kavana of the Rimigash in the Sefer HaEtter. Then it is a chazaka. Maybe that's what the Rimigash means. If he doesn't claim that he found it empty, if he, then it is a chazaka. You know, but it's not a chazaka. He can claim he had that luck and came and found it empty. If he doesn't claim that, then it is a chazaka. You only need to see us if he claims that he found it empty. But if he doesn't claim he found it empty, then there's no problem. Well, according to Rashi and Rami, he just didn't do a ma'isa chazaka. It doesn't matter whether he found it empty or didn't find it empty. So I thought that could be one nafkamina, but the more obvious nafkamina, of course, has to do with the Roklim. Again, here it's going to be another one of these lines of the Gemara that we're going to have to analyze properly. Okay, we're going to have to get new markers. Someone remind me before next time. On Chav Testament days, there's this funny line, Umodim Arzutra Baruchlin Hamachzirin Ba'ayaros. The Avagav Dulotah Intanina Lay. Something about, we're not even sure who's Modeh, something at Rochlin Machzirin Ba'ayaros. Traveling salesmen. Of course, what's unique about traveling salesmen? They are often not home. What about traveling salesmen? Now, here we have a three-way machlokes. Who are the traveling salesmen? Is the Marakama the traveling salesman? Are the neighbors traveling salesmen? Or is the person in the house the traveling salesman? Which actually is two possibilities, which are the same for Lumbish purposes. Either the Machzik's in the house or the Machzik rented out the tenants are in the house. Yeah. Okay, here's the real question. What if the Machzik / tenants of the Machzik, which are the same for our purposes, is a traveling salesman, right? So here is a fascinating question. Ruchlin, Hamachziren Ba'ayaros. It could be referring to the Ma'ar, or it could be referring to the Shechinim, or it could be referring to the residents of the house, meaning either the Machzik or the Sochrim Meha Machzik. Ah, now then we're saying something about what if someone lives in the house but isn't there all the time? What if someone lives in the house but isn't there all the time? What's the din? Someone lives in the house but they sometimes leave the house. Ah, Modeh. Okay, what are the two general possibilities of Modeh? Either Modeh that it is a valid chazaka, or Modeh that it's not a valid chazaka. Yeah, one of the charming things about these sugyas is that we have no firm basis. That's the machlokas. If you take this approach, and again, we'll come back to it in a moment, but basically, let's see, there are three ways to understand what the case is. Either the Marakama is a traveling salesman, or the neighbors are traveling salesmen. Either the Marakama is a traveling salesman, and therefore he doesn't know what's going on. Or the neighbors are traveling salesmen, they don't know what's going on. Or the thing that I want to make, I think, is most relevant, which is a little similar to Mori Bagi, is that the tenants or the residents, the guy or the people the guy rented to, are traveling salesmen. That is the one of the three pshatim. But here, the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean, what are the two possibilities? Either Roslan Machzirin Ba'ayaros, and therefore it's a valid chazaka even without Ritzifus. That's one possibility. Therefore, it's a valid chazaka even without Ritzifus. Even though they're gone sometimes, it's still a valid chazaka. That's the chiddush. Or it's not a valid chazaka. Or let's say even better, I'll be not better, but more actually, anyone see me? Bezdin points out that it's not a valid chazaka if there's no proof of Ritzifus. These are the two ways within this derech to explain this blind gedor, two opposite ways. We're being mode, either we're mode that it's a good chazaka, even though you're not there all the time, because after all, you're there normally. What's a traveling salesman do? Or we say, no, we're mode, even though usually the guy has to point out that it's not Ritzufos. Here, Bezin points out that it's not Ritzufos, because it's so obvious it's not Ritzufos. So, who says the first one? Who says the top of this? This is the pshat of the Rabbeinu Hananel in all the Rishonim, including Tosas, the Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. And who says the second pshat? The Ravid and the Rimigash in the Rimigash, and the Yavarmin and Chidush Rimigash, and the Yavarman, the Ritva. Now, is it coincidence that some of these names match up? Obviously not. Obviously, this is enough kamina of the Chakira. The enough kamina is, what if we have people who, that again, is not astronomical regarding the place it's normal to leave when fallow. If this is the place where it's normal to leave it fallow, that's astronomical regarding at the end, that's discussed in the Gemara. It's not a place, it's a person. It's not a place for everyone to travel in salesman. I never heard of such a place. It's a person who is normal to travel. Now, you know, what about Rochlin Hamachzirin Ba'ayoros, meaning it's people whose derech is not, it's not Lodderbert Sifus. What if you have people who the normal way they live is not Ritzifos, because they're traveling salesmen? Or for that matter, says the Rishonim, everyone makes a trip sometimes, right? Who lives Ritzifos? Everyone makes a trip sometimes. So basically, what's the machlokes? If you take the derech of the Yad Rama, what are you going to say? I don't care whether it's normal or not. I care that I could have come and found an entity. Therefore, it's not a valid. This the Ramal Lishitase, and we would add the Ravid and the Rimigash Lishitase, according to my pshat. You only thought my pshat was far-fetched, but I have a Lishitase on my side. The Rimigash Lishitase, plus the Ravid and the Ritva, and what do they all say? They all say that it's not a chadaka. Why? Because we don't care what's there at Bailam, what's not there at Bailam. We care, and again, this is against what Dovi was suggesting before, not that what Dovi suggested was illogical, just they obviously didn't have this calculus. Because we don't care if it's normal or not, that's not the Indian. The Indian is, could the guy have come at the wrong time? He could have come at the wrong time. And who said this ring? There's a Rani Yomala Kitase. Plus, the Rach. Reb Heigel is only quoted in Rabbi Yona, but we should take his word for it. And the Rush, they say it is a chazaka. Why? Because it's Kederes Bailim. It's Derek Bailim. They're Rosh Lamasim Bayaros, and that's how they live. How can you say that? Do you think they live? How can they? Oh, they're showing they don't really own it. They're showing that they're not really act like Bailim. No, because what they do in their own Rosh Lamasim do in their real houses. So this is the tremendous Nachmina. The Yad Rama does throw in, and maybe hints at that, one asterisk, which is when it comes to houses, it could be, says the Yad Rama, that there's a way for the Rochlin to have a chazaka on houses. Because after all, just think logically. Let's say I'm a Rochel Machzirin Ba'ayoros. Is there a way for me, even though I go away on trips a lot, to show that it's my house for Tzifus?
Yeah, you have to leave somebody.
I could leave my wife and kids there if I'm Rochel Machzirin Ba'ayoros. Even if I don't have wife and kids, I could leave my
furniture, your belongings.
There, right? I'm very sick. I have an apartment, right? I'm an American from Teaneck, right? Here we'll assume that we do go halacha al pi rov. So therefore, I have an apartment in Yerushalayim. So I have an apartment in Yerushalayim. I come to the apartment in Yerushalayim, and I see no one there.
But I see furniture I don't know. I see a dresser full of clothing that's not familiar to me. I see. So obviously, I think someone's trying to steal my apartment. So says the Yad Ramah, that taco, when it comes to houses, there's still a way to have ritzifas, even though no one's at home 24/7. You can always leave your furniture there. Then he says, really, you need ritzifas. If he comes, if you come and you move your furniture in, move your furniture out. But he says, l'maisa, right? Let's give him a little asterisk. But l'maisa, it's still ritzifas if he left family or furniture there. Now again, just to be fair, keep in mind, in the days of Chazal, they didn't have much furniture. We didn't have much furniture. If you have furniture there, you're good. Okay, but how about something where you can't leave any furniture? What was the big thing? I'll tell you the truth is, in the Shuk to the Rishonim, you don't have a lot of cases like this where, oh, a guy lived in someone's house for 3 years, but then he went away on a business trip, and the guy said, well, I came and I saw you weren't there. That's not such a big shaila in the Shuts of the Rishonim, probably because of the Yad Ramah's Hara, because they left a lot of furniture there anyway, so, you know, but what's the big issue in the Shuts of the Rishonim? And also, I guess I could fight so much of who sold anyone's house 3 years later than the time of the Rishonim. You know, generally, you know, they worked it out, a little more masudra, people knew whose house it was. What was the big, all the Shuts of the Rishonim are about what? Same Nafkamim, what's all the Shuts of the Rishonim about?
Fields.
No, all the Shuts of the Rishonim are not about fields. They did. There was very few Shuts of the Rishonim, and they argued whether I bought the field or stole it, whether I bought the house or I stole it. About seats and shul. Seats and shul was a big deal. They took seats and shul very seriously. Ad hayom hazeh, meaning until before the war, seats and shul were a very big deal. Forget that though. Even now, seats and shul are a big deal, right? Okay, it might depend exactly. It's a little bit cultural. You know, the sort of older you are and more European influence, the more seriously you take it. But even that makes seats and shul are a big deal. I can even imagine my shul people might get into a fight over seats. All right. Maybe not my shul, because like the rabbi come down very, very, very hard saying you're an evil person if you think that you have a makom kavua in shul. But nonetheless, nonetheless, what was I going to say? There are big fights about seats and shul. And who's, and also keep in mind, like, it's not like you have like records and everyone knew whose field it was, etc. Fights about seats and shul. There are a lot less records about it. So what about seats and shul? How do I make a chazaka about the seat in shul, right? If I'm sitting in your seat for 3 years, do I have a chazaka? Do I not have a chazaka? Okay, what's funny about seats and shul? No, yeah, they did buy them. They did own them. What's funny about seats and shul is that is anyone have ritzifus in their seat and shul?
No ritzifus.
There's no ritzifus. Okay, someone will tell me they once read an art school biography of some gadol who governed every single tefillah for 3 years in the same seat and shul. Okay, could be it happened once, but that's not normal. I wonder if ritzifus in the seats and shul. First of all, not everyone makes it to every minyan. And even besides that, people have to travel, people have a avelos, lo aleinu, meaning what did the Yad Ramah say?
There's even several minyanim in your show. There's a regular minyan, hashkama minyan.
Correct.
Same people share.
Correct. But what did the Yad Ramah say? The Shut Yad Ramah, or Shut of the Ramah. In the Shidu Gavetz here, he says, I didn't put on the course, the Shut Rashba, who says, the opposite of him, which is not in the shooting that's just in the safer. Zeloshona Shisha Alpha Yishman goes based on Sanzaka Olo Kahrainu, Shiashman Din Khazak and Yashim the Kormanit Matana. Theoretically, of course, there's Khatsis Gimel Shanim in seats and shul, because people give them and sell them. Ella, that's only in theory. Shahazakim Kos is Ignesis Nifle Sur Kokama Od. It's practically impossible. Who's ever gonna be made, even if you did it? It's not enough for you to do it, right? Even in this art school biography, there's some gadol who's davened in the same seat and shul for 3 years. That's not enough. He needs two other people to do it to see him, right? Who can be mayan? The guy said, every tefillah of every day, you could look bigger, and nothing ever happened. Shimon, what did I say? Nothing ever happened. I kept him from going to shul. Kamapada Mashana a few times in the year, or he has to leave his seats in Rabbeinus. Basically said to the other man, there's practically no way to have a chazak in seats in shul because you don't have Ritzifus. Okay, if you're the responding to being the owner, what's your reaction going to be? Said the other man, no way to have chazak in seats in shul because it's impossible to have Ritzifus. What's the respondent of being the owner's reaction going to be? If it's impossible to have Ritzifus, then obviously the fire was without Ritzifus. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, as he should, from a Kamash of Esek Nesses, came and she Yoshev Shom Kostosh Al Vekses. As long as you sit there whenever you go to shul, then you also walk here, you don't flit around to different seats. Obviously, you know, even if you don't go to shul every day, don't you talk about Sakam, you're busy in, at work. But if it's a Shom, it makes a young miserable, give a Shom, and a Yom Shom, that's no problem, you miss it sometimes. What's his svara? His svara is very, very clear, is what he says about the houses. Because that's normal. It's not made for every tefillah. Obviously, you know, at some point we'll have to draw the line, what is normal, what isn't normal. You know, the Rabbeinu Yonah here was, he was Rabbeinu Yitzchak Berditcher. As long as all the times you make it to shul, you go there, that's their filing, even if for many days you don't go to shul because you're busy at work. The rush was, not quite as much of a Sanhedrin on Yisrael the way he says it was. Maybe he does say the same thing. No, he says the same thing. He says as long as you sit there normally. Obviously, at some point you have to draw the line. You know, what if this guy is so not from that he only comes twice a year? Okay, it's in the normal minute of regular people. And in their days, regular people sometimes had to miss shul for work. I don't think it's that the people were less firm in their days. I don't think it's that the feel of a tzibur was not as important in those days. I just think lifestyle was different. Nowadays, in our lifestyle, we have a lot more freedom at work. We have limited work hours. We can have flexibility in our schedule. We have multiple minyanim. We have cars. In their days, I think they were firmer than we are. But, you know, the work wasn't going to wait for you. You couldn't make your own hours. There's no 9-to-5 day. There was a lot of burdens. People worked their whatever's off. And there was only one minion in shul, and you couldn't drive to the next shul. Okay, so most people didn't make it to shul all the time. That's what Chazal call Amshus knows. Anyway, but this is clear. How about the same nafkamina is, what about Mekomos? And here everyone says exactly what they're supposed to say. It's interesting, the Yad Ramah is not the same Sefer. It's not the Yad Ramah. It's the Shut Ramah, but he's consistent with himself. Says the Shut Ramah, says it's practically impossible to have a Chazaka because it's not Ritzufos. And says the Rabbeinu Yonah Lishitase and the Rush. They say basically he says so the apostle never sees us after they're finalists, right? Says that he says, and that's why there is Chazaka without Ritzifus.
Is there a Mark Thomas there?
The Mark Thomas. This is the only case with Mark Thomas. This is a case of a Marakama. If there's no Marakama, I can just show up and say it's my seat. When I have proof that I bought this seat 10 years ago. You've been sitting here for 3 years. So the Yad Ramah says, but I could say you weren't sitting here all the time for 3 years. So I win. And they rush and they ribbing it and say, well, person in 3 years, that is good enough. So here, I think there's a clear Hakira in the Tzifos with a clear, basically, the Yonah versus the Ramah, and then add everyone else in. With very, very clear enough. I mean, as everyone is very partial to Shitasam without complicating things overly much. Dovi does, but the Rishonim don't. And you know what? I'm sure we'd go back and find someone to justify that who's not on the board now.
Is there any difference with the nameplate on the seat?
What? Is there any difference with the nameplate on the seat? That is a great question. After all, maybe you'd say that undermines the Chazaka. Misvara, we would think that the nameplate on the seat that would undermine the Chazaka. What would I compare it to? I would analyze that based on the sugya and daf lamed aleph of ein mecham mecham dolamizo and the rishonim there. It could be that if I have some written document that establishes my ownership, that counts as a perpetual mecha and undermines your chazaka. So
I'm going to give it to another guy.
Yeah,
No. No. I don't think that's valid. I don't think it's valid parallel. Because there, it only works for the third party. So the third party is going to be caught on the error. But the error himself is told.
Okay. Anyway, Nerlin is 19. If he has a nameplate, then that undermines the Chazaka. After all, I mean, that's even better in that case. If you're sitting there with my nameplate, it's obvious that you're just borrowing my seat. Otherwise, if it was really your seat, why would you have left my nameplate there? So anyway, okay. I think we'll have to call it a day for now. Well, what I want to come back to next time is what we call number three on this Makoros sheet, and obviously we'll have to add to it, which is going through all the different. This is going to be the first real classic Cheskes Abatim Sugya. A classic Cheskes Abatim Sugya means it starts with the idea of Cheskes Gimel Shanim and some detailed Cheskes Gimel Shanim, like we just saw here about Ritzupos. And then Agav brings in like six other Shas Sugyas and the interplay of all of them. And the way you get so many different Shas Sugyas is often because the Rishonim just argue about what case the Gemara is talking about in the first place. So we'll tease all that apart, Amir Tashem, next time. So next time we'll go through the Gemara. We're not going to say more about Ritzupos. Maybe some details that are not Lubdish. But next time we'll go through the Gemara and see all the different Shas Sugyas that come up in our Gemara.
But you really did research. You really did a lot of research.
No. I did a small fraction of our Zutra today.
Okay.
I did a small fraction of our Zutra today. Remember, I did only one of the three pshat in Ruchlan of Zim Bayaris, and I did only the Das Yachid of what our Zutra said.
Okay.
Right? So there's a lot more to be said. Okay. Not to worry.
Even today, you can't have Ritzufos and Chul. In 3 years, everyone, unfortunately, is going to be in Bidud for a week here or there.